We're talking Christmas music, a big part of Christmas and the anticipation of who was going to be Christmas number one. Now, we know this year, Sam Ryder, who you'll remember from Eurovision, really kind of like pulled out all stops with busking sessions in shopping centres to try and get that Christmas number one. But it was an old favourite that finally made it to number one after 39 years. Wham! And Last Christmas, this year's Christmas number one. So to reflect on this, let's chat to Sue and Lee. They're from Choose 80s. Morning, Merry Christmas, both of you.
Oh, Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas to you.
And it's really good to have you both on. As soon as I heard Wham! Getting to number one, I thought, right, we need to talk about this. Who do we talk to? Well, you two, obviously, because the authority on all things 80s. Yeah. So, I mean, what was your reaction? I mean, when you heard the announcement, Wham! Last Christmas. Christmas number one. I mean, that it's taken 39 years, and a lot of people, I guess, sort of didn't really realise that it wasn't number one back in the 80s.
Oh, wow. I mean, I was just so delighted for Andrew, Pepsi and Shirley. And I mean, George, up in heaven, will be smiling down that it's finally reached number one, because Christmas was such a magical time for George Michael. So to finally make it to Christmas number one is just incredible. It didn't make number one last year, but not for Christmas. And Christmas is the special time for George, wasn't it, Sue?
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, the sad thing, obviously, was that we sadly lost him on Christmas Day, which was a huge shock, you know, at the time. Mm. So for this to get to number one, I think it's a wonderful tribute to such a wonderful songwriter, musician and performer, and also a wonderful person, because he was actually quite a philanthropist on the quiet. He helped a lot of people through acts of, you know, individual kindness. And that wasn't always, you know, he didn't used to share that at the time. So he really was, a wonderful person through and through. So to have this as number one, it really warms the heart for me. When I heard that, I thought, well done, George, you know, a great accolade for the wonderful person he was and the wonderful music he made with Wham.
And he actually wrote, I believe, Last Christmas back in the 80s with the aim of getting that Christmas number one spot. That was kind of the motivation, I suppose, behind the song, was it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and obviously it came up against Band Aid, which was the biggest song ever to go up against with every single artist in there that was big in the time, including George Michael. So at the time, even though he was disappointed that he didn't make Christmas number one, he was also happy that the charity record Band Aid was the one song to pip him to the post.
And I think it epitomised George's determination as a songwriter. You know, when he set his mind to something, he usually carried it out and completed it with, you know, huge acclaim. And if that was one of his, things on his list to do, he did it fantastically. Starting from his small bedroom in Bushy, you know, when he was a teenager, writing all those songs. And then to get as huge as he did, multi-million, you know, records sold, he really was a sort of determined and talented person. So, so pleased for him that he's at number one.
And I believe the longest kind of journey in chart history to get to number one, 39 years, finally making it. That's been quite a journey, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, before it got to number one, it was the biggest selling single in UK chart history to not reach number one. So it's just,
it was wonderful. Tragedy, that.
I know. So it's wonderful that it's finally made it. And of course, hats off to Sam Ryder.
Yeah.
He's got a fantastic new song. And as you say, he really did pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
And it's a great song, but it seems the right time for Last Christmas to finally make it.
And I think, and I think it was the right time for Lad Baby to say, you know, after 5 years, we're not going to release another Christmas song, to, you know, let something like this happen.
Yes, please.
I mean, it's good to have a Christmas song. It's not Lad Baby. It's not X Factor. It's not a reality star. It's a Christmas favourite. It is actually a song, because if you look back at, you know, recent Christmas number ones, there's so many that have nothing to do with Christmas, really.
Absolutely, yeah. It's lovely to have something that is really, really Christmassy. And, of course, the Christmas video of Last Christmas you can't beat that for Christmas spirit. No. And it's just wonderful. And we interviewed Pepsi and Shirley about making Last Christmas and the video. It's on our YouTube channel if you want to have a look at that on Tuesday 80s. It was lovely to speak to them, and they said how much fun they had making the Last Christmas video, all friends together, and it was, as it looks, just a lovely time with friends.
Absolutely,
It shines through on the video, and I think it epitomised those 80s winters, you know, when we used to, obviously it wasn't shot in the UK, I think it was shot in Switzerland, but it really epitomised, we used to get huge snowfall, you know, back in the 80s, and we'd spend from dusk to dawn, you know, from dawn to dusk, sort of in the snow, eventually coming home after sledging all day, throwing snowballs with, like, fingers that felt frostbitten. But it was such fun, you know, back in the day to enjoy those really heavy snowfalls and just so much fun on our sledges.
Yeah, and that really came across watching the video as well. And, of course, some people have been trying to avoid Last Christmas because there's this thing, Whamageddon, a lot of people have been playing.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about that. That's terrible.
I think that just shows how popular the song is. If you can get to Christmas Day without hearing it, because it's everywhere this time of year, shopping centres, and now, you know, in the last couple of days, it's been played, you know, clips of it turn up in the news. So if you're trying to avoid it, it's not really possible, I don't think.
No, I mean, it's up there with Slade, isn't it? You know, it's one of the songs that's Mariah Carey.
Absolutely.
You can't avoid any of those three songs, I think, when you're shopping.
So, definitely. And the charts, I mean, and the way the charts have changed, you know, it's sort of based on, rather than just like physical record sales, download, streaming, it means that anything can enter the charts. So it makes it really interesting. It allows for things like this to happen, doesn't it? You know, songs after 39 years coming number one.
It does. I find it very difficult to understand how it works because you've got so many old songs now in the charts and people haven't physically bought it. So it's just so different to back in the day when it was a real treat to go and buy that Christmas single and have that physically in your hands and look at the cover and everything. I don't think anything can beat that.
No,
it was sort of more transparent back then because you'd go into, you know, WH Smith's and you'd see that big top 40, you know, on the wall, and you'd know which ones was, you know, which songs were in the charts. But now you sort of have to hunt around on the internet to find out which ones are trending, etc.
So, do you know what? We've got Luke in the studio, and Luke is a, we worked out Luke's label is Gen Z. He's the sort of person that turns up at the studio. He's got his phone. He's all about the downloads. So he's looking a bit confused right now.
He could tell us then.
It's like, he's like, What?
What? This is all new
about?
To me.
It's
a different language now, isn't it? My daughter's the same. It's all about streaming now. She has to tell me.
It's all about the TikTok, which apparently is not what a clock does when it moves around. I'm learning a lot from Luke here. You know, he's getting me sort of, you know, in on the language and the youth culture.
The Gen Z language.
That's it. But you do get sort of acts. For example, one of Paul Weller's bass players, Andy Crofts, he's just released his own Christmas single. I only came across that actually on Facebook. So you do hear of these singles, but you have to find it, you know, on social media.
Yeah, there you go. It's a different world, but, you know, I'm thankful that a traditional, brilliant Christmas song and a real tribute to George Michael, Wham, getting into top of charts after 39 years. Thank you to you both. How are you going to be spending your Christmas Day this year? What's happening in your households?
Oh, making traditional roast turkey. We've got a nice fillet of beef as well. There's six of us for Christmas dinner. So we're going to have crackers, lots of sherry, lots of wine and good times, John.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. Brilliant.
And I'm travelling to family Christmas Day and Boxing Day, cooking one day and having dinner cooked for me another. So just spending family time.
And sticking Christmas music on the background of all of this, obviously.
Oh, of course, at the forefront.
Yeah. Oh, yes, definitely. It helps while you're making the Christmas dinner, definitely.
Yeah.
It does, absolutely. I think sort of things like cooking, cleaning, chores, you know, they're much better when you've got a bit of good music in the background, definitely. So Merry Christmas to you both.
Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, John.
Always good to talk to you. And how do we find you if you want to check out all the videos and see what you do at Tuesday 80s?
We're on most social media, well, practically all social media. So if you go to YouTube, you can find all our interviews with 80s pop stars and clips of gigs. Just search for At Choose 80s. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, or X as it's called now, TikTok, Instagram. And we have
WordPress
our own website
as well. We've got our own WordPress website as well.
There you go.
You can find us there.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Luke? WordPress?
No, it's like news. It sounds like something should be news.
Well, there's lots of news on there anyway. Music, yes.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Sue. Thank you, Lee. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, good morning to you. A very Merry Christmas. And we've got some more guests over Zoom. We've got Sue and Lee from Choose 80s joining us. And so we're playing this Christmas game, right? This Christmas alphabet game where we pretty much go through the letters of the word Christmas and you've got to make a festive word out of it. So do you have a C by any chance? Because, you know, it's actually difficult than we thought. So what's your C?
Oh, it's really difficult. Hi, Merry Christmas to you.
This
is Lee and cards, I'll say, as in Christmas cards.
Ooh. Okay. Sue, what's yours? You can't have cards, by the way.
I've got choirs of Christmas songs. Ooh. Merry Christmas, by the way.
Merry Christmas. Okay, moving on to H then. What's your H going to be?
I've got ham. Because I think sometimes with turkey, it's lovely to have some slow roasted ham or gammon.
Yes.
Oh, ham. Okay.
Yeah. I'll go for hot chocolate because we have hot chocolate on a Christmas Eve.
Some hot chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this hot chocolate with all the trimmings, all the cream, the marshmallows.
Marshmallows and cream.
Okay. Okay. R. This might get confusing at some point. R. What's your R going to be?
I've got reindeer for mine.
Reindeer's good.
Oh, that's good too. roast parsnips, I'll say.
Oh, yes. Lovely. Love a roast parsnip. Okay, moving on to I then.
I'll say ice. Just ice.
Ice.
For snow.
Oh, okay.
No time.
Or ice in your drink, of course, your tip or treat.
Or ice in your drink, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
Okay.
I've got a longer version of that word. I've got icing on the Christmas cake, which usually has some lovely Santas and Happy Christmas on the top of the Christmas cake.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
That's a good one, actually.
So what are we going for S then?
Go on, then.
I'll go for singing. Just carol singing, singing a Christmas song.
Okay.
I've gone for Christmas stocking full of lovely toys to open on Christmas morning.
And hopefully not a lump of coal. Okay, so we're moving on. We're getting there. We've got another S coming up as well. So you've got two S's. But for now, T. What's your T going to be?
I'll go for television.
Because
Christmas television is such a big thing. Watching with the family, all the Christmas movies.
Okay.
I've gone for twinkling lights because they really make Christmas special for me. When the lights are switched on the tree or in centers and it brings the winter alive, really makes Christmas festive for me.
Oh, yeah, definitely like the lights. Yes. Definitely, it does make you feel festive. Driving around, checking out all the Christmas lights in people's houses and town centres and things. Okay, we're getting there. You're doing really well so far. So we're on letter M now. I'm learning how to spell Christmas. Hopefully it's spelled right. M.
I think that's quite hard. I've gone for moose. Is that a thing? Christmas moose?
Okay, not an actual. I mean, in Woking, where we live, we do have a singing moose and a shopping centre for Christmas.
Yes.
But and moose, as in the moose,
you can buy Christmas mooses as well that sing, you know, like toys. So, that's my choice.
Or you can eat Christmas mooses. Okay, we'll give you that. That's fine.
I've gone for the obvious one there, music. For me, Christmas wouldn't be the same without the wonderful music from days gone by and also recent music as well through the, you know, from 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 200s. So, for me, it's music.
Ooh, mooses and music. There you go. That's great, Em. I love that one. Okay, two more left. We've got A now.
I've gone for antlers. Sorry, Sue.
Oh.
Go on.
You go.
No, you go.
I've gone for antlers.
Okay.
For the lovely reindeers.
Same as me, Lee.
Because they're such a symbol, aren't they? Reindeer and the antlers are such a big...
You're just trying to explain this now, say your choice. I love that. Okay. So you're both going to go for antlers then.
I did actually choose antlers as well because with the reindeer being prominent at Christmas, of course you see Rudolph with his antlers shining bright coming forward with Santa Claus on the back. So, yes, it was antlers for me as well.
It's for antlers. Okay, and you've got that second and final S now to finish off with. So have you got another S?
I've got Star. The Star of Bethlehem.
Yeah.
And the twinkling star on the top of the tree, of course.
Love that. Well done. You have successfully completed the Christmas alphabet. We should probably give you a certificate or something. I don't know.
A round of applause.
A round of applause.
Oh, I didn't give my S, John.
Oh, you didn't give your S. Okay, go on, give your S.
I've been naughty. I've gone for a cheeky sherry.
Okay. Well, you go and enjoy your cheeky sherry. Have a lovely rest of your Christmas, won't you? Thank you, the both of you.
Oh, and you.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas,
thanks,
John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.